Take us through the decision by the Fed earlier this week and your biggest takeaways from that decision.
Well, first of all, it's important to recognize the Fed has two goals: keep inflation low, keep unemployment low. And when they look at the economy, they try to see which of those two is not where they want it, and then they take action. The problem right now is there's uncertainty, massive uncertainty about the economy. If you look at the inflation rate, yes, it is much lower than it was 2 years ago, but it has ticked up a little bit, has not been moving toward the Fed's goal of 2% year over year. If you look at the unemployment rate, we've had a little bit of a rise, and there's a lot of uncertainty about what tariffs will do to that. We're having layoffs at the federal level, et cetera. And so the Federal Reserve is in this pickle, if you will, where they really don't see either of these issues dominating, which would tell them which direction to push interest rates. For example, if they were worried about inflation being too high, they would not lower inflation, lower the interest rate. If they were worried about the economy potentially not growing enough, then they would lower the interest rate. And right now they're confused, as most of us are. So I think it was very reasonable and expected that they would stand pat.
The uncertainty there, you mentioned tariffs. Is tariffs the number one reason why there's so much uncertainty?
I think it is, although I should say that the inflation rate stopped moving down before the tariff issue arose. But yes, I think that is the big uncertainty. There's a concern what massive tariffs would do to prices. There's a misconception here, I think, by many that the tariff is paid by the exporting company, for example, a Chinese company sending toys to the U.S. No, it's actually paid by the importing company, the U.S. company, and usually they pass that cost on to the consumer. So there is reason to worry that prices would go up. There's massive concern about supply chains being disrupted because businesses have a pattern of where they're going to buy things, and now where they're going to buy things in the world, those prices may be higher. So, yes, I do think that tariffs are the number one issue right now, creating uncertainty.
What about the decision to hold these interest rates steady? What does that do for mortgages and auto loans?
Pretty much it keeps them where they are, although they can certainly move independently. The Fed doesn't directly control sure. them, but those rates sort of take their cue from the Fed's rates. Now, the positive is in their statement, the Fed reiterated that they're expecting later this year to lower interest rates. They are on record as saying that they want to lower their key interest rate, the one that you mentioned, by 0.5% at the end of the year. So that was actually good news, and I think that was why the stock market actually rose yesterday.
What's your advice to someone who's thinking about buying a house? Would you go ahead and do it now, or would you wait till these interest rates come down?
I would wait if you can. And if you're going to buy a house, I would look very seriously at what's called an adjustable rate mortgage, where the rate can go down later if mortgage rates go down.
Are you concerned about a possible recession, Dr. Walden?
I would not be predicting a recession now. Am I concerned? Yes, I think there's a possibility. There was a recent poll of economists that 1 in 3 think there will be a recession. So that means 2 in 3 don't. But that's up from 1 in 4. So, yes, I do think, and I think there's a concern that we need to monitor, and there are several indicators that suggest maybe we're moving in that direction. But I wouldn't, if I had to choose to answer yes, recession, no recession right now, I'd say no recession. But always a concern. And this throws, obviously, a big challenge to businesses. Businesses have to plan in advance. And they part of that planning is knowing where the economy is going, and now there's so much uncertainty. So hopefully all of these issues will be resolved in the next few months. We'll know where the tariff policy is going, and we'll get a better sense of how the economy is moving.
There's so many people, we have these conversations, and I think a lot of people feel like, oh man, something bad's going to happen. What do you say to people who are worried about the state of the economy and just kind of on pins and needles about where things are moving?
Some wise person told me years ago, don't worry about things you have no control over. So I say, don't worry, leave it to the policymakers. Let me worry for you, if you will, if that makes you feel better. But be aware, certainly be aware of economic policy. Now, people are busy with their jobs, their very important jobs. They don't have time to delve into these data like I do. But be aware, certainly be aware, but don't let it rule your life. Move on and keep it on the sidelines.
Great stuff. NC State Economics Professor Emeritus Dr. Mike Walden. Dr. Walden, always appreciate your perspective and look forward to visiting again sometime soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks so much.